You're listening to the Jailhouse Prophets Podcast, a production of the Elkhart County Jail Ministry. For today's conversation, we'll be joined by your host, Corey Martin, chaplain for the Elkhart County Jail Ministry, tattoo removal technician, Holly Young, and our special guest, singer-songwriter, Elijah.
Welcome, everybody, to the Jailhouse Prophets Podcast. This is our second podcast, and today we have a very special guest, songwriter Elijah, and our co-host today, Holly Young, who is one of our chaplains and also does tattoo removal for us. And Holly is intimately aware of the space that we're in right now because we're in the room where we do tattoo removal. How long have you been doing this now, Holly?
I've been doing tattoo removal for almost 7 years now.
Yeah. So across from me is Holly and Elijah, and right to my right is a big laser machine where we bring people in and shoot them with lasers to take their tattoos off. You've never been in tattoo removal, have you, Elijah?
Nah, that's where everybody thought I was just going, but had different plans.
Yeah. I'm looking at your arm. Is that a Chicago Bulls tattoo on your arm?
Yeah.
It should be Indiana Pacers, but that's all right. We'll let you on the podcast anyway.
Indiana, that's like my second home.
Okay,
so.
All right, well, that's good. Okay, so Indiana's your second home. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. All right, you grew up in Chicago?
It was like half and half. Like spent half my life in Chicago, then the other half in Gary, Indiana.
Okay. How old were you when you moved from Chicago to Gary? Do you remember a lot of Chicago?
Yeah, I went to school, like a few schools out there. So I was out there to about like 11 years old. And then around the end of my sixth grade year, I moved to Gary, Indiana.
Okay.
The end of the sixth grade year.
Did your whole family move? How many brothers? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of 11 children.
Oh, wow. 11.
All got the same mom.
Wow.
Yeah, I got 8 little sisters and 2 brothers.
That's a big family. Are you close to your siblings?
Yeah, we all pretty close.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where do you think you want to live?
I haven't really thought about it. Like, I'm kind of at a standstill right now because I'm going to be on home detention. So
you'll be forced to stay here for a while at least.
For a while, unless I do find like a different home somewhere and they let me transfer. But as of right now, I'm going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't really thought about where I'll move to.
You ever think you'll go back to Chicago?
Actually, I do think, like, I thought about it, like, just to go out there with my music. But I was thinking going out there with the music I was making before, prior to like making Christian like raps and songs. Okay. But it wouldn't have made a purpose because there's already a lot of like demonic music being like put out in Chicago. So mm-hmm. If I do go back, it'll be like going back spreading like the gospel and things
that. Yeah, that's cool.
And my music.
Yeah, the music scene in Chicago is probably different than Goshen.
Yeah, way completely different. A lot of drill rap and stuff like that.
But probably more opportunities, though, also, I'm guessing, in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a lot of opportunities, but you don't really see, like, the Christian rap or gospel rap, like, on the scene that much.
Yeah. Do you think you ever have any interest in going to college?
Well, I started, but I never finished. I was supposed to go for studio engineering,
yeah, stuff like that. Sure.
And I didn't end up finishing it. But I was supposed to go to L.A. to, like, be on campus at the L.A. Film School.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up coming here instead. My daughter's mom.
Your daughter? So you have a daughter?
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
4. I have 3 boys, and I just had a daughter in last November.
Okay. What are their ages?
7 all the way down to 7 months.
That's quite the spread.
Yeah, 7 years. My oldest is 7 years old, and my youngest is 7 months.
Okay. I facilitate a class called Inside Out Dads here at the jail, where we get together and talk about how we can be the best fathers to our kids. And it's interesting because everybody in that class comes from a different family background.
Yeah.
Right? Some guys had biological kids, stepkids, adopted kids. Some guys had kids who they raised, but they weren't legally theirs, right? But that's all they've ever known. And so it's interesting to have conversations about what it's like to be a good dad when everybody's experience in family looks very different.
Right.
Like there's not like a cookie cutter model that you can just layer on top of everybody and say, this is what it takes in your circumstance to be a good dad.
Yeah, see, me, I had a stepfather.
Okay.
And I've been a stepfather, but I have my own kids too. So, yeah. Like, been on both sides of the fence.
Yeah. Were you close to your stepdad?
Yeah, we were pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been married to my mom for about 15 years almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you brought up music a couple times.
Yeah.
You write songs, you perform songs. How old were you when you started?
Well, I started music once, like soon as we moved from Chicago when I was a kid and moved to Gary, Indiana. That's when I started, and I was about like 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, she was her ex-boyfriend, I should say. Like, he was an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she was a singer. Like, she real good at singing. So he would put her in the studio. They'd make songs and stuff like that. She'd go out, perform. And then I started taking a liking to it, just mm-hmm. seeing her, like, make music. And they end up putting me on the song.
Really?
Yeah, at 11 years old, I got in the studio. It just been, I've been up from there.
Do you remember the name of the song?
I don't remember the name of it, but it, I like paraphrasing it, it was like, even if the sky falls down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that they wanted to include you in that.
Yeah, I think I was like pressuring them, you know, like to like try it out. And they finally put me in the studio and I was acting so nervous. So it took about like 2 hours for them to record me.
So you were pushing them to have you in there. Then you got nervous.
Yeah, they wrote the song for me, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
If you went to a studio now, could you sing that song?
Oh, no. Like, probably not sing it, but it's like a little rap.
Okay.
I remember a couple of bars from it. I don't really remember it all. I was 11.
Yeah, and that was a little while ago.
Yeah.
What used to serve as inspiration for your songs?
Just like things I've been through. Like, that's really where I get my motive for my songs. It's like, it'd be a lot of pain in my songs mm-hmm. type of deal instead of like things I don't got or never had and money, all this and that. I really rap a lot about my life and like things I've been through, things I overcome, stuff like that. Speaking like motivating people basically, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, through my music.
I don't know where I heard this, but I heard that pain is more of a inspiring. It serves more of an inspiration for artists than, say, happy times or successful times.
Yeah.
Have you found that to be true?
Yeah.
Why? What is it about pain that motivates people to become artistic?
To me, it brings out the best in me. Like, it was hard for me to write songs, like, just sitting there just because I'm happy. But as soon as I go through something, that's when everything hit me and I got mm-hmm. everything to talk about, everything to write about.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it is for me.
Do you find that since you've been here that you've been more inspired to write?
Like far as like Christian rap, yeah. Like that's when I like feel like I had my first like encounter with God, like was inside this jail. And I've been here about 6 months now. And the spirit just been leading me to create these songs and I've been singing them for people and it just been like hitting home for them. So just seeing how it motivates them and keeps them going, that's what like keeps me going on that path, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I feel like being here, like it led me in a different direction.
Can you tell us more about this encounter with God you had at the jail? I hear that a lot from guys saying that they felt the closest to God when they were first incarcerated.
Yeah, like I've been incarcerated a few times, like not like for long periods of time, but this is the longest I ever had to sit down in jail. It's this 6 months. But like it was just when I came into the program pod, that's where it was. Like as soon as I walked in there, it's just like I felt like something come over me. And it was that's why I had Bible study every day and you know, prayer circle, all them type of things. And you know, I've been in the Bible a lot. But as far as the encounter, it was just like I wouldn't say more so a feeling, but it was like God, like showing me who he was, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, I've been leading a Bible study for a couple, I'll say weeks now because Stephen, you know, he was basically our pastor. So he left and left us in charge. So like when I first start like leading it myself, it's like I was kind of like lost for words. And then like some just came over my body. Like I started feeling warm like inside out, and it was cold in there that day. Mm-hmm. But I just instantly like became warm. Like I just felt something take over me, and I had everything to say, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that was like my first encounter with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Like the day I had to like lead the Bible study, you know what I'm saying? Because I was kind of nervous, and like I say, it was cold in there that day. So before you knew it, I just felt warm, and then these words just started coming out back to back, back to back, back to back. So I don't even think that was me talking.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was my first real encounter, like with God.
Sure. I'm intrigued by what you said. You said Stephen.
Yes.
Yeah, was like the pod preacher.
Right. Yeah.
Stephen was in our Inside Out Dad's class. He was in our book clubs and Bible studies. Stephen was a fantastic guy.
Yeah.
But it's always interesting, you know. I'm the chaplain here at the jail. We have assistant chaplains that come in and churches that support us. But there's this reality that I'm not convinced God absolutely needs us coming in. I think you lead a Bible study. Stephen led a Bible study. God can use, I think primarily uses all of you, people who are incarcerated, to teach each other more about God and to teach us, people coming in from churches,
right,
more about God. So I appreciate you sharing about the faith and the ministry that goes on inside the Elkhart County Jail, even when the chaplains aren't available.
Right. But the thing is, like with the chaplains and the pod preachers, you know, a lot of people don't come to the Bible study inside the pod, and we have it every day. But when you come, like everybody that don't come to the Bible study with us, they run right in there to, you know, get a word from you. So,
yeah, ministry is something we do together.
Right.
Right. You have a certain ministry. I have a certain ministry. And they're both equally important and equally needed.
Right.
Well, and I just heard you describing how it felt when the Holy Spirit was just filling you up.
Yeah.
And I don't know that there's something special about hearing that from you.
Yeah, it was a hallmark moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I never felt it before. Mm-hmm. So right then and there, I knew what it was because I was lost for words. And then I just get to talking and everybody just, amen, 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 to everything, like mm-hmm. confirming everything I'm saying. So it was just like, it was crazy.
Well, sometimes we get this idea that to be a preacher or a chaplain or minister, we have to go through, you know, so much learning, right? We have to be a certain level of educated, go to college. But I think sometimes we just overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
I think what people see in you is authenticity, someone who's genuine, someone who's not trying to prove anything, and somebody who has love.
Right.
I think that's going to attract more people than somebody who has two college degrees and knows biblical Greek and biblical Hebrew. They're more concerned about somebody who is kind, loving, and lives out their faith. I think that's what attracts people to you.
Right, and I don't try to like be a like pastor or nothing. Like my ministry is my music,
yeah.
But you know, since Stephen left, like we don't want to just like give up on a Bible study because they've been having it way before I got there. Like it's mm-hmm. been going on for like 8 months now, every day, no days off.
Yeah.
So we ain't want to just like let it die down just because Stephen left.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just took it on, and it's another brother in there, Martel. He was trying to come with us today.
I know Martel.
Yeah, he good. Right. But he's is
always
also
trying to,
him
he's
too.
He's always trying to sneak into something. You can tell him I said that.
Yeah, he don't like being left out.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? How do you feel about performing one of your songs for us?
I mean, this would be like the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th time I done performed in the jail. So it's only right I do it for the podcast.
I think so too. So people know, every now and then we have a pizza party and karaoke party in the program ward to celebrate all the people who have graduated from different classes. And so there are, you know, they're kind of standard songs that everybody wants to do during karaoke.
Yeah.
But Elijah came up and had his own song that he wrote that he wanted to perform. So I don't know if you're going to do that one, but when you first did that, everybody's jaw dropped and thought, oh gosh, okay, this kid, he knows what he's doing.
It was memorable.
It was amazing.
After that day, that was the first time I ever like that was the first Christian song I ever wrote, like gospel rap, and the first time I like said it out loud too. So
yeah.
And then since that day, like people been talking about it for months. Like they'll go back to that day. So that's what keeps me going too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what song are you gonna perform for us?
The same one, like the first one I did, and then I got another one called Empower Me. Like I still ain't named the first one I did yet, because I'm still like working on it.
Yeah, but sure.
I ain't name it. But yeah, I got two songs. One called Empower Me and the other one I'm still working on. Okay. Title.
Are you going to do the one that's untitled first?
Yeah, I'll do that one first.
Okay.
I actually was writing one today, like to just for this moment. But as I was sitting there, we had to go to class. I done forgot like how I said it a little bit. So yeah.
Well, after you do this, I want to talk a little bit about the creative process, how you come up with these songs.
All right, that's cool. I don't need it for this one.
Yeah, we have no music, so this is going to be a cappella.
That's cool. You say you're going to make me sound good.
Yeah. Holly will beatbox for you.
All right. Lord, I trust you with everything that I got in me. Can you fill my void? These days I've been feeling empty. Forgive me for my sins. You know that I got plenty. I was so standoffish, now you teaching me be friendly. I was out there doing anything for a pretty penny, knowing that wasn't the way to live. This right here, a new beginning. I'm so locked in on this walk, I pray I meet you at the end. And it come with too much pain, now I can't live a life of sinning. Lord, you know I ain't perfect, but it's worth a try. I'm handing all my problems over to you. Can't keep this hurt inside. Please tell me where I'm going wrong. I know you got the perfect eyes. Convinced myself I was doing right. I told myself the perfect lies. If I can't live my life according to your will, then I don't want to live. I was crying for help all by myself, but then you caught my tears. When God with me, he said ain't no man that I should fear. So I took my back up off that wall. I walked by faith, some had to give. Cause I done gave the devil way too many of my years in hand. The Lord had never leave me, been like music to my ears. Now let Jesus take the wheel, put my life in his hands for real. Father, heal my wounds, them backstabbers left me pierced. Abused my flesh, but I held on to my soul. I got my head up in the Bible, reading the letters Father wrote, and I've been watching them unfold. The Holy Spirit made me bold. I just been silent, taking notes. Can't let no water sink my boat, cause I gotta stay afloat. Lord, clean my cup and fill it up with joy. I need some hope. I drown myself in wisdom. Now look at me, I'm soaked. He said I'm already cleansed because the words that he spoke to me. And that's the first one I ever wrote.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so there are two things that stuck out to me. I like how you said you were standoffish, and then you went from standoffish to friendly. What is it about your relationship with God that moved you from there to friendly?
I mean, because God is love, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I can't say that I love God when I don't love, like, his creation.
Or, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And them, like, the first four commandments is to love God, like, over everything, and then the last six is about loving each other. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So that's pretty much where it came from, like me just being obedient.
Yeah.
And people not that bad, you know what I'm saying? Just because I got my traumas, I don't have to like display that on everybody.
Yeah, people aren't that bad.
Right.
That is that's a good reminder for all of us.
Yeah, people ain't that bad.
When you get to know people and you hear their story, it's really hard to hold a lot of judgments against them, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I've heard a lot of stories in here. That's why I say, like, people not that bad, because a lot of things, like, a lot of reasons, like, many people I hear now is from, like, things that never got dealt with, like, as mm-hmm. kids, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Or, right.
Feel me, just, like, unfinished business.
Yeah. We've all been through stuff, and we're all doing our best to work through it. Right, so we need to show each other compassion
right.
as we're working through it.
Yeah, and that's been my main thing, just been working on, like, having that compassion for other people's.
Elijah, you have a mature faith.
Thank you.
You do. You say it's new, But if people were just hearing you talk, people would think you're, you know, a person who, they would think you're a saint. Right? I mean, like you're seasoned in the faith is what people would think.
Yeah, after like you get filled with the Holy Spirit, like I feel like it just like never leaves you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it's been with me, because I was always a quiet person. Like I never talked to people. Like I say, I was standoffish. Like, and that just got washed away while I was here. You know, I got baptized here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You was there. And since that day, like, I knew, like, something, like, changed within me.
I would still say you're kind of a quiet guy. Like, I don't walk in the ward and see you screaming and hollering and being the center of attention. But I would also never describe you as standoffish.
Right.
I mean, you always seem very composed. And I don't know, I can't think of I don't know what Elijah would look like if it wasn't a friendly Elijah. That's all I know you as.
And I think we were just talking about that the other day, but like the world may never know at this point, except the people that know me, because somebody was just telling me like in the world that I just look mean. That's why a lot of people don't approach me, because
I don't look mean.
Oh, no.
I mean, like a lot of things done changed. Like, like I just don't make certain faces no more. Like,
yeah, okay.
I'm not that like same person no more.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that struck out is you said heal my wounds. It reminds me of, so on Sunday mornings we have a group that's called the Holy Alliance. We meet at the Post Youth Center in Goshen from 8:30 to 9:30, and we start every Holy Alliance by reading a psalm. Mm-hmm. So we started in one. I think we're up to Psalm 20. But it's just a bunch of people. It's King David either complaining to God or demanding things of God, crying out to God.
Yeah.
And when you say heal my wounds, you said like there was an expectation that God would actually do it.
Right.
You didn't say, God, will you please heal my wounds? You just said, this is something you need to do. What would it look like? Do you have an idea what it looks like for God to heal your wounds?
I feel like it'll look like, you know, like just not being like broken anymore. Because a lot of us, we were just talking about this in a pod, like what we all have in common is that we all like broken in a way. That's one thing that we all have in common is that we all are broken. So to get our wounds healed will look like, you know, like to be worry free, doubt free, like know that like God is in control and he has your like fate in his hands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I say heal my wounds, like that's, I literally mean that, like the things I've been through, that like the cuts that I got and let bleed on to other people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't keep living life like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm damaging people by, you know, bleeding on them from things I've been through ain't closed off yet. So it just looked like, oh, no, it's just like peace. That's all I can say.
Yeah, like peace.
Do you share with your mom what's going on in your spiritual journey?
Oh, yeah. She always tell me, like, because she called me a church boy. Because I grew up in a church, but like I steered off. Like I was a drummer in church when I was like 7, 8
okay.
years old. Like I was the drummer in church. So I was always in church. I just like steered off and did my own thing.
Yeah.
On my own.
Do you still play drums?
Last time I played the drums was, I was just in Champaign about like 2 years ago. And the neighbors, they had like a rock band. So one day, just went over there. They had the drum set in the garage, and I just played. That was the last time, though.
Okay.
But I still play a little bit.
Tell us about the process of writing. What inspires you, or do you write first and then think of music for it, or do you have a beat that pops into your mind and you work on that and then find words
here,
to go to it?
I just let it come to me. Like, I can't just, it's hard for me to just sit there and just start writing stuff. Like, I got to let it come to me. Like, I was going to write a song for today. I said that last week.
Yeah.
And didn't start writing it till today because it didn't hit me till today.
Yeah.
So, and I done forgot the, like, flow of it a little bit because I done had to go to class. So, I kind of forgot it, but next time.
Yeah.
So, but
it's not,
my process,
you can't force it.
Yeah. My process is just, like, I have to go through things first. Mm-hmm. In order for me to write, far as the beats, sometimes I just listen to a lot of beats and whatever like I feel is right, and I select it, and the beat has started talking to me before I started speaking on the beat. So, yeah, but in here I ain't had really access to beats like that for a while. So I just been going, letting it come to me.
I have zero musical ability. So this is all foreign to me. I admire people who can do it.
Yeah, I'm doing it for a while, like a lot of practice.
Yeah. All right, so what other song do you have for us today?
This one is called Empower Me. And I made this after, like, it was about a few months ago when I made this song. But it was after, like, I got baptized and all that, and I was just asking the Spirit to empower me. It goes, Holy Spirit, please empower me, cause I want everything the kingdom pouring out of me. My brother Jesus died for me through all that pain and suffering in Calvary. Before I go, I just wanna make sure that he's proud of me. I just wanna make sure that he's proud of me. The devil trying to tackle me, he fiending for a casualty. Y'all in my ear with blasphemy, y'all in my ear with blasphemy. Lord, please don't turn your back on me. Ready for war, I got the whole armor of God on. I got the sword, demons ain't welcome inside my home. I'm praying in the spirit. Every day I'm sending prayers up, and I'm knowing my father hear it. You can see it in my face, no point of asking if I'm serious. I'm serious, I'm making Saint furious. I'm taking a walk with God, it's getting mysterious. He told me walk by faith, don't be too curious. He told me walk by faith, don't be too. Sending myself talking to God, like I feel a Holy Spirit in my pod, changing my heart up, changing my mind, changing my soul. That's a new start. That narrow road ain't easy, ain't just no walk up in the park, ain't just no walk up in the park. So shake off them demons, the words of his mouth are wicked and deceitful. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit flow through me, help me deceive the evil. Wait, I said Holy Spirit flow through me, help me detect the evil. Many I call, but few I chose, and I'm one of the chosen people. It ain't no way that you can serve two gods and really think that they equal. The God I serve won't forsake or won't never leave you. The God I serve won't forsake or won't never leave you. I'm chasing heaven, money, a route to all kind of evil. Won't be that camel trying to go through the eye of a needle. God, I need you. Help me understand my purpose, cause I'm eager and I wanna love like you do. I took my heart up out the freezer. I'm standing firm on following you, but I know you made me a leader. And I was just promoting violence, now I'm making songs about Jesus. Holy Spirit, please empower me, cause I want everything the kingdom pouring out of me. My brother Jesus died for me through all that pain and suffering in Calvary. Before I go, I just wanna make sure that he's proud of me. I just wanna make sure that he's proud of me. The devil trying to tackle me, he fainted for a casualty. Y'all in my ear with blasphemy, y'all in my ear with blasphemy. Lord, please don't turn your back on me. Appreciate it.
I need to talk about some of this stuff too. There are some lines that stuck out to me. Before you go, you just want to make sure that you're proud of me.
Yeah.
Man, that's all we ever want. We all want somebody to be proud of us.
Like some people do a lot, but still don't feel like they did enough.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been learning is just things like that. All you got to do is believe, because we humans and we all going to fall short, and God know that. So that's why we have the ability to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
We don't have to die before we experience the kingdom of God.
Right.
I mean, you probably experienced a little bit of the kingdom of God even in C9.
Yeah.
Right. Of all places in the world, became close to God inside jail.
Yeah, that's the closest I ever been to God was in that pod.
You've been listening to the Jailhouse Prophets podcast. If you enjoy stories like these, you can find more on Elkhart County Jail Ministry's website, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search Elkhart County Jail Ministry. Jailhouse Prophets is produced by Nimble Wit Productions, LLC, with original music by Calvin Martin at Window View Studios. The Elkhart County Jail Ministry is a 501c3. If you would like to make a donation to the ministry, you can do so at www.elkhartcountyjailministry.org/donate.